首先多謝牧夫教會嘅牧師啦、同工啦，咁俾我今日有咁嘅福氣咧，喺度同大家分享。
First of all, I would like to thank the Liverpool Church and the pastoral team to give me this chance to be able to share with you.
係啦，咁都希望我分享可以彼此鼓勵啦。
So I pray that my sharing will encourage each one of you.
係啦，同埋可以讓到大家咧認識我啦，同埋我哋嘅家庭多啲嘅。
And also let you have a chance to know me more and my family more.
係啦，因為你都知道咧，我哋啱啱喺就香港嘅移民咗過嚟嘅利物浦啦。
As you know, our family just immigrated to UK from Hong Kong.
係啦，咁啊，我首先麻煩係啦，咁啊，第一張嘅幻燈片啦，咁啊，你見到我個名啦，咁 Andy 係我太太同埋 James 嘅。
So on the first slides, you can see my name and my wife's name and my son's name.
係啦，咁以下我會分享我見證啦。
So in the following time, I would like to share with you my testimony.
同埋都係佢哋嘅見證嚟嘅。
And this is also their testimony.
係啦，咁所以我擺咗佢哋嘅名喺度嘅。
So that's why I also put their names on the slide.
好啦，咁啊，咁我啦，而家開始啊，麻煩先問第二張先。好啦，咁呢個咧就係我哋嘅家庭照片。
So this is my family photo.
係啦，咁啊，中間嗰個就係我啦，你可以見到。
So in the middle is myself.
係啦，咁我喺香港出世同埋長大咧。
I was born in Hong Kong and grew up there.
係啦。咁啊，企喺我嘅左手邊就係我爸爸啦。
So on my left hand side is my father。
係啦，咁因為我爺爺咧揾錢唔多啦，同埋我媽媽咧媽媽啦喺爸爸後生嘅時候咧已經過咗身嘅。
Because my grandfather, yeah, his income was not very not a lot, and my grandmother passed away really early。
咁所以我爸爸咧係冇人照顧佢啦，咁同埋佢都係冇去到讀好多嘅書啦。
So there wasn't really anyone to take care of my father, and he didn't receive a lot of education.
係啦，咁所以佢只係一個咧小學畢業嘅學生嚟嘅。
So he only graduated from primary school.
係，但好奇怪喎，喺佢工作裏邊咧，佢有好多嘅學生嘅。
But it's very interesting that in his job that he had a lot of students.
大家估唔估到點解咧？
So can you guess why?
因為我爸爸係一個教車師傅嚟嘅。
It's because my dad was a driving instructor.
係啦，佢教私家車啦、貨 van 啦、巴士啦、貨櫃車咁等等嘅。
He taught people how to drive their private car and a van or bus and also the heavy duty trucks.
係啦，咁所以佢有好多嘅學生嘅。
That's why he had a lot of students.
咁佢由於即係要照顧屋企啦，咁佢每日咧由七點早上就開工，就直至到夜晚十一點嘅。
Because of work, he left home really early in the morning from 7 a.m. and returned really late at 11 p.m.
係啦，咁我又介紹我媽媽啦，企喺右手邊就係我媽媽啦。
So on the right hand side is my mother.
咁我媽媽就係一個家庭主婦嚟嘅。
So my mom is a housewife.
咁佢屋企照顾我啦，同埋我一个家姐同细妹嘅。
So she took care of me and my older sister and my younger sister.
咁由于我婆婆同公公啦，佢哋系传统啲比较重男轻女嘅。
And because my grandparents on my mother's side, they were more traditional. They really esteem the boys more.
咁所以妈妈咧都系冇机会去读书嘅。
So that's why my mother didn't have a chance to study.
係啦，咁所以喺佢結婚之前咧，佢只喺個工廠度咧做女工嘅。
So before marriage, she was working in a factory.
係啦，咁所以佢覺得咧對於前途好冇希望嘅。
And she really couldn't see any hope for the future.
係啦，咁所以咧佢喺教導我嘅時候咧，都經常要強調咧要讀多啲書。
So coming to our education, she really stressed to aim for higher education.
咁以至第時咧可以有一個穩定啲嘅收入啦。
So in the future, we can secure a stable income.
咁工作亦可以冇咁辛苦嘅。
And to work not be so tired.
咁所以你喺幅相啦，見到最左手邊就係我家姐同埋我姐夫。
And on the left hand most side,
on the 最左手。
Oh, on the left hand side of me,
呢個啦。
Yeah, it's my sister and my brother-in-law.
係啦，咁最右呢邊咧就係我嘅妹妹同埋我妹夫啦，係啦。
So on the right-hand side is my younger sister and brother-in-law.
係啦，咁喺 Annie 隔離就係我嘅外母，後邊就係個細佬啦，啊舅父啊，即係 Annie 嘅細佬，係啦。
So next to Annie is my parents-in-law and her younger brother.
係啦，咁因為由於媽媽喺屋企湊我哋啦。
Because,
照顧我哋啦，
because my mother took time to take care of us.
係啦，咁所以好感恩咧，我喺屋企裏邊咧好感受到愛嘅。
I'm very grateful that in my family I felt loved.
係啊，同埋我同我家姐同妹妹咧都好好關係嘅。
And I had good relationship with my older sister and my younger sister.
係啦，咁跟住落嚟咧，我就想講下咧我小學同埋中學嘅生活啦。
So in the following time, I would like to share with you a bit about my primary school days and my high school days.
係啦，咁我對於小學咧就其實冇乜記憶嘅。
I really couldn't remember too much about my primary school days.
係因為我自從六個月開始咧就患上哮喘病嘅。
The reason is because after I was born, six months after I was born, I had asthma.
係啦，咁所以咧喺特別喺冬天嘅時間咧，咁就每晚咧都瞓唔到覺噶啦。
So I really couldn't sleep, especially in the winter, in winter time.
啊，所以就冇記憶裏邊咧，其實我唔係好翻咗好多小學嘅啫。
So in my memory, I didn't attend too much school during my primary school days.
咁但係到中學咧就好唔同啦。
But it became very different when I entered into a secondary school.
係啦，因為我個病咧開始穩定落嚟啦。
The reason is because my asthma became more stable.
咁所以可以參加咗好多課餘活動嘅。
So I was able to join many extracurricular activities.
舉例啦，可以一啲嘅sport 學校嘅運動隊啦、興趣班啦，同埋一啲制服嘅團隊咁樣嘅。
For example, the sports teams and also interest groups and also uniform group.
Uniform group. 好啦，咁自從我升到去中四嘅時候啦。
So when I was in year 10,
form four, we call it.
Okay. Form four.
Yeah. 喺香港咧，係中學係讀七年嘅。
Yeah. So in Hong Kong, the secondary school is 7 years.
係啦，咁我哋就叫 form one 去到 form seven 咁樣。
Yeah. So we call it form one to form seven.
係啦，因為受到我媽媽嘅影響啦。
Because of my mom's influence on me.
係啦。所以我自從咧升到中四開始咧，就好努力去讀書嘅。
So, when I was in Form 4, I started to really study diligently.
係啦，去準備咧參加公開試啦，去考大學嘅。
Yeah, to prepare for the open examination to enter university.
係啦，咁喺香港嗰時，我讀書嘅年代啦，就有兩間嘅大學嘅。
So, back in my days, there are two universities in Hong Kong.
係啦，一間就叫做香港中文大學啦。
So one is called the
Chinese University of Hong Kong.
Chinese University of Hong Kong.
一間就叫做香港大學啦。
And the other one is the University of Hong Kong.
係啦，咁當嘅時咧，我自從中四開始咧，就立志要考入香港大學嘅。
So ever since I was in Form 4, yeah, my sole aspiration is to enter into Hong Kong University.
所以除咗參加課動之外咧
，So besides attending classes，
係啦，我用咗我每一秒嘅時間咧去準備考試嘅。
So I used every second of my time to prepare for exams。
係啦，咁都想分享少少啦。自從中四開始咧，咁我就係一個讀理科嘅學生嚟嘅。
So ever after Form 4, I was studying the science subjects.
係啦，咁我係考大學嘅時候咧就讀物理啦、生物同埋化學科嘅。
So when I was prepared for my exams, I was studied physics, biology and chemistry.
係啦，好啦，咁以下咧就想分享下啦。咁我嘅背景係咁多啦，咁以後就想分享咧點解我認識神嘅。
So that's a bit of sharing about my background. So in the following time, I would like to share with you how I come to know God.
就因為咧考完大學入博士之後咧
，So after I took the university entrance exams，
咁我真係達成願望。
Yeah, I really achieved my goal.
咁呢就香港大學呢就我可以入到香港大學呢讀生物科。
So I was able to enter into the University of Hong Kong to study biology.
係啦，咁大家覺得我咪會好開心呢？
So you guessed I would be very, happy.
係啦，努力咗咁多年。
Because I labored for so many years.
係啦，達成到自己嘅願望。
Yeah, to be able to achieve my goal.
係咪好開心？
Do you think I was very happy?
Happy. 係好開心嘅。係好開心。
Yeah, so I was very, very excited and happy.
不過開心咗幾日。
But it only lasted a few days.
因為呢入到大學之後呢就帶嚟另外一樣嘢，就係即係達成個目標之後呢帶嚟另外一樣就覺得好空虛呢同埋好frustration 點。沮喪。
So after achieving my goal to enter university, then what follows is this sense of emptiness and frustration.
係啦，因為辛苦咗咁耐咧，其實只係帶嚟幾日嘅開心。
Because after working so hard for so long, the happiness only lasted a few days.
係啦，開始我問自己。
Then I began to ask myself.
究竟生命有咩意義咧？
So what is the purpose of life?
係啦，係咪就係要每次去定立一個目標
？Is it to always set a goal?
然後努力去達成目標
，and work very hard to achieve your goals.
達到目標之後
，and after achieving your goals,
又要去再追逐另一個目標
，then you set another goal once again.
係啦，究竟呢個係咪人生嘅意義咧
？So is that the meaning of life?
系啦，咁开始去思考。
Then I began to really think。
系啦，咁所以咧，我可以感谢神啦。咁我哋一齐读呢个经文先啦。
Yes, but thanks be to God. So let's read a verse together.
马太福音七章七至八节。
So it's in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 8.
你们祈求，就给你们；寻找，就寻见。叩门就给你们开门，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
So Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 to 8. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened.
系啦，就系、是、呢个就系神嘅应许啦。我相信咧，神当时知道我嘅需要。
So this is the promise of God, and He knew my need at that time.
啊，当佢寻找嘅时候咧
，When I searched,
咁喺我班里边咧，就原来有好多嘅基督徒。
I noticed there were quite a few Christian classmates in my class.
系啦，佢哋开始接触我啦，同埋向我传福音。
So I began to know them, and they started to share the gospel with me.
去介绍神俾我认识啦。
So they introduced God to me.
系啦，话俾我哋听咧，呢个世界有个创造者啦。
And sharing with me, there is a creator God for this universe.
我哋天上边有位父亲啦。
And there is a father in heaven.
人所犯嘅罪啦，同埋耶稣基督十字架嘅救恩。
And they also talk to me about sin and the salvation that is in Jesus Christ.
我喺佢哋身上咧见到佢哋之间嘅爱啦。
I can perceive there are love among them.
同埋咧睇到佢哋嘅见证。
Also saw their good testimonies.
但系咧我冇因为咁咧就信神。
But I didn't believe God just because of these.
系啦，因为我觉得咧呢啲全部都系一啲好主观嘅感受。
Because at that time I thought these feelings and experience are very subjective.
系啦，因为我一个咧理科嘅学生嘛。
Because I studied science.
系啦，我哋全部都讲证据。
And I was trained to be critical in my thinking, to be logical.
系啦，讲科学。系啦。
Yeah, because I studied science.
系啦，咁咧我心里边咧就唔能够即时咧去相信神嘅。
So in my heart, I couldn't believe God right away.
係啦，同埋咧委身俾神嘅。
And I wasn't ready to commit myself to God。
但好奇怪咧，我嗰啲同學咧，佢向我分享啦，聖經一啲咧嘅證據咧，去證明咧聖經係神嘅話語。
And my friends, they share with me some evidence that the Bible is the Word of God.
咁因為時間關係咧，我就揀咗一啲少少嘅證據咧，同大家分享嘅。
But because of time, I have chosen some evidences to share with you.
好啊，唔該，師傅，下張。好啦，究竟地球係平嘅定係圓嘅咧
？So is the Earth flat or like a globe？
係啦，喺最早期咧。人係相信地球係平嘅。
So in the early days, mankind believed that the Earth was flat.
我哋地球咧喺呢個宇宙嘅中心。
And they thought the Earth is the center of the universe.
當人到行到盡頭嘅時候咧，就會跌落去嘅。
So if you walk to the end of the world, then you will fall down.
係啦。咁但係後期咧，到去到十九世紀嘅時候啦。
But later on in the 19th century,
哥倫布啦，相信大家都聽過啦。佢發現咗北美洲呢個新大陸。
Actually, it's 15th century.
15th century. 唔好意思，十五世紀嘅。
Columbus discovered North America.
嗱，跟住嗰個麥哲倫嘅葡萄牙嘅航海家啦，咁佢環繞咗地球一周。
And the explorer.Magellan, he sailed around the world.
人先開始相信咧，地球係一個圓形嚟嘅。
Then people began to believe the Earth is a globe.
好啊，咁我哋睇下一張幻燈片咧，唔該。喺聖經約伯記26:7同埋以賽亞書40:22。
So in the Bible, in Job chapter 26 verse 7 and in Isaiah chapter 40 verse
22. 我哋睇到咧，圣经嘅作者咧点形容我哋身处嘅地球。
We can see the writers of the Bible describe how the earth is like.
系啦，当你详细睇以赛亚书嘅时候咧，入边有讲到咧，地神坐在地球大圈之上啊。
When you read Isaiah chapter 40, you can see that God sits upon the circle of the earth.
系啦，而呢个字嘅原文咧系有三维 three-dimensional 三维空间嘅意思嘅。
The word of the Hebrew word, it has the three-dimensional meaning to it.
系啦，咁所以我哋睇呢两个经文加起嚟嘅时候咧。
So when we combine these two verses,
聖經嘅作者都話咗俾我哋聽咧，原來地球係一個圓球體嚟嘅。
Yeah, so we can see that the Bible show us, the Earth is a sphere.
係啦，但大家唔好忘記咧，約伯記係喺大約公元1900至到1000年寫成嘅。
And the Book of Job was written around 1900 to 1700 BC.
而以賽亞書咧係大約喺700至到公元1700至到681年前完成嘅。
And the book of Isaiah was written around 700 to 681 BC.
系啦，咁点解呢啲作者会有咁嘅想法咧
？So how could these writers had this inspiration？
系啦，你可唔可以谂到个答案咧
？Can you find the answer？
系啦，咁我哋就睇另外一个例子啊。
So let us read another example.
呢个系比较有趣啲嘅例子嚟嘅。
So this one is more interesting one.
究竟咧 ，B B 咧点喺妈妈里边成长咧？妈妈肚里边。
So how can a baby develop in the mother's womb？
喺最早期咧，我哋嘅科学家系相信呢个嘅预成法系呢个，系嘛
？So in the earlier days, the scientists believe in a preformation.
就係我講到咧喺男性嘅精子啦，或者女性卵子入邊咧，有一個迷你嘅人仔入邊噶啦。
It's like the sperm of a person or the egg of the mom has already a miniature baby。
係啦，咁就喺慢慢喺媽媽嘅肚裏邊成長嘅。
Then this miniature baby will grow in the mother's womb。
係啦，當科學越嚟越發達嘅時候咧
，But as science advanced，
係啦。到大約係十八、十九、十 八世紀嘅時候咧。
So when it was 18th century，
係啦，科學家開始就發現到咧，我哋呢個嘅杯成法
係啦。Then some scientists discovered the possibility of epigenesis。
係啦，咁其實咧係男性嘅精子同埋女性嘅卵子受精咗之後咧。
And this theory says when the sperm of the father and the egg of the mother were united and combined，
系啦，系变成一啲单细胞，跟住慢慢分裂成为一个 BB 嘅。
Then it became a cell, then it divided into different structures。
系啦，咁我哋睇下圣经又点讲咧？有冇咁嘅讲咧
？So what about the Bible? What does it say？
唔该，师傅。我哋可以睇下诗篇139:16。
So let us take a look at Psalm 139:16。
诗篇作者讲到咧，我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。咁当我哋睇翻呢个经文之前嘅咧，系讲紧 B B 嘅喺妈妈嘅肚里边成长嘅。
So in this verse it says, "Your eyes saw my unformed substance." Yeah, in your book, all my days were recorded. So if you read the previous context, it was talking about a baby.
系啦，大家唔好忘记，诗篇咧系喺公元1410至到1450去完成嘅。
So Psalm was written in 1410 to 450 BC.
咁点解诗篇嘅作者会知道呢样嘢咧？
Then how come the writer of the Psalm they knew this?
系啦 ，B B 喺未成形之前系未成形嘅体质嚟嘅。
That the embryo was unformed substance at first。
好啦，咁另外再想翻一啲例子咧，系关于圣经里边嘅预言，关于耶稣基督嘅。
Another evidence I would like to share with you is the prophecies regarding Jesus Christ。
我相信大家咧都对耶稣唔陌生噶啦。
So I believe each of you are familiar with Jesus。
都知道佢嘅生平啦。
You know his life story，
佢嘅出生啦
，his birth，
佢嘅生同埋佢嘅死嘅
，and also his death on the cross。
我哋睇下以赛亚书7:53两节嘅经文。
So let us take a look at two verses in Isaiah chapter 7:14 and Isaiah chapter 53:3。
以赛亚书7，佢哋讲到咧系耶稣系由童女怀孕所生嘅。
So in Isaiah chapter 7:14, it says, this Messiah was born of a virgin.
亦都讲到咧，耶稣系唔受人接纳嘅。
And it also mentioned the anointed one is not respected or esteemed by others.
系啊，大家记唔记得以赛亚书系几时写成噶？
Do you know when the book of Isaiah was written?
喺耶稣出生600至700年之前写成。
It was 700 to 681 BC, that many years ago before Christ was born.
咁点解佢哋以赛亚可以写到呢啲出嚟咧
？Then how did Isaiah knew what will happen？
系啦，我再睇多两节嘅经文啦，我嚟睇下。
So let us take a look at
尼迦书
two other passages in Micah。
系啊，尼迦书5。佢里边讲到咧，我哋知道咧，睇完之后就知道咧，讲到耶稣喺伯利恒城出世。
So in Micah chapter 5:2, it's mentioned that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem。
系啊，尼迦书系喺耶稣出生大约700年前之前写成。
And the book of Micah was written about 700 years before Christ was born。
点解尼迦可以咁样写咧
？Then how did Micah knew？Where Christ will be born.
佢点解可以咁准确预言耶稣喺伯利恒城出世
？So how could he prophesy so accurately where the Messiah would be born？
系啦，咁我再睇多最后两节经文咧，关于耶稣嘅预言咧。
So let us take a look another two passages about Jesus.
喺出埃及记12:46。
In Exodus chapter 12:46。
呢度都讲到咧，耶稣喺钉十字架之后嘅情况。
So here describes how Jesus, what did Jesus experience after being crucified？
特别我哋睇到咧，呢度讲到耶稣一根骨头都唔会折断。
Here it's revealed that he wouldn't have any bone being broken.
係啦，點解摩西佢可以咁樣寫咧
？So how did Moses knew？
係啦，咁我哋睇下詩篇六十九章，詩篇六十九篇廿一節啦。
So let's take a look at Psalm chapter 69 verse 21。
係啊，呢度形容到咧耶穌釘十字架嘅情況。
And it also describes the the scene that Christ was crucified。
點解佢可以咁寫咧？詩篇嘅作者。
So how did the psalmist knew what would happen？
当时咧，当我睇完呢啲嘅证据之后咧
，so after examining all these evidences，
再加埋佢哋嘅见证同埋分享咧
，and also because of their testimonies and their sharings，
我开始相信呢位神
，I began to believe in God。
嗱，我唔可以咧再去否认咧有呢位神嘅存在。
Yeah， then。I could no longer deny the existence of God.
因为呢啲系啲好真实嘅证据。
Because these evidences are very concrete.
有啲人可能咧，佢会拗话呢啲可能系偶然发生嘅事情。
Some people may say, these are just coincidences.
但系咪真系可能发生咧？发生嘅机会有几多咧
？But if they are just coincidences, then what are the chances that would happen?
呢啲预言应验啦，如果当你系一个数学家嘅时候咧，你会知道佢应验嘅可能性系有几低。
So if you are a mathematician, then you can calculate the chance how a prophecy can be fulfilled.
如果你认为咧呢啲都系偶然发生嘅话咧
，If a person think all these are coincidences，
我再睇到下一张嘅幻灯片咧。
So let us take a look at the next passage。
系啦。在《生命记》28章64至67节。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 64 to 67.
我们看到里面呢作者是讲到古以色列国是几时的灭亡。
Here he prophesied about the downfall of the Israel.
跟着在以西结书37章4至14节。
And in Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 4 to 14.
这里都预言到呢以色列国会复国。
Here the passage prophesied the restoration of Israel.
系啦，我哋知道咧，以色列国最尾都喺1948年复国。
We knew that Israel was destroyed around 700 BC, but was restored in 1948.
如果你系呢两卷书卷嘅作者
，If you are the authors of these two books，
你敢唔敢咁样预言一个国家可以再复国啊？
Would you have the courage to prophesy that this country will be destroyed and will later on be restored?
有冇可能咧？大家觉得
？Do you think it's possible?
好似我哋中国咁啊？举例
，For example, China.
我哋有唔同嘅朝代啦。
We had different dynasties.
最近我哋系清朝啦。
So the one closest to us is Qing Dynasty.
有冇清朝嘅人话而家要复国咧
？Is there any people from the Qing dynasty that prophesied that one day you'll be restored.
甚至乎仲记唔记得佢哋系清朝嘅人呢
So even in today's society, do they still remember they are from the Qing, well, the tribe of Qingdao?
Yeah. 咁复国机会系咪有几大呢真系。
So what are the chances of Qing dynasty being restored? Yeah.
咁所以睇完呢啲嘅证据之后咧
，So after these evidences，
系啦，我唔能够否认呢位神嘅存在。
So I could no longer deny the existence of God。
系啊，咁所以最尾我认识咗神。
And later on, I experienced God。
系啦，接落咗耶稣基督嘅救恩啦。
And also received the salvation of Jesus Christ into my life。
系啦，喺一年，大约一年之后咧就受浸。
So after another year, then I was baptized.
我受浸之后咧，带嚟最大嘅改变。
So after my baptism, the greatest change I experienced was
系我同我爸爸之间嘅关系。
Was the change of my relationship with my father.
我之前都讲过啦，爸爸会长时间出外工作嘅。
As I mentioned, my father worked really long hours every day.
所以我同佢之间咧系冇乜沟通嘅。
So I didn't have hardly had any communication with him.
可能当中呢存在咗好多嘅误会嘅。
And because of the lack of communication, there were, different misunderstandings.
咁但係相喺每次呢我都会因为关系同佢关系唔好啦，咁好多时呢我都会顶撞佢，或者呢唔会听佢话嘅。
Because, our relationship wasn't good, so a lot of times I would, talk back to him and, I would not listen to him.
我知道咁样系唔啱嘅。
And I knew this was wrong.
但呢我冇能力呢控制到自己。
But I didn't have the strength, to control myself.
但感谢神呢受浸之后呢。
But thanks be to God, after baptism.
我能够可以从一个父亲嘅角度呢去了解我爸爸多啲。
Yeah, I was able to, perceive more from my father's point of view.
是啦。所以我慢慢呢有能力去爱佢。
And slowly I began to have the strength to love him.
是啦。慢慢呢去改变过嚟同佢之间嘅关系。
And our relationship slowly, changed.
是啦。咁我就係分享咗刚刚分享咗我哋一啲我一啲嘅背景啦同埋一啲点样信神嘅。
So, I've shared with you my background and how I came to know God.
希望呢都可以彼此鼓励啦。
Yeah, I pray that, my sharing will encourage you.
好啦。咁接下落嚟呢我想分享一啲呢我喺信神之后嘅经历。
In following time, I would like to share with you some of the experiences I had after becoming a Christian.
希望呢喺当中呢可以荣耀到神。
Yeah, I pray that these experiences will give glory to God.
同埋呢见证到神嘅。
And also to testify about him.
哇，马上上。好，呢度有个 BB 啦。
So here's a baby.
下一张，唔该。呢个都系一个 BB 啦，唔系 BB 啦。
This is also a baby.
呢个就系我仔仔啦。
So the baby is my son.
日明。
James。
当时影相咧系大约五个月大到啦。
So the photos was about when he was 5 months old.
佢系咪好可爱？好可爱咧。
So isn't he cute？
系啦，咁下一张啦，唔该。
So the next photo。
好，你见到咧，佢头上边贴咗嘢嘅呢个啦。
So you can see there's something on his forehead。
呢个系帮佢降温嘅。
So this was to help reduce his temperature。
系啦，因为有一日咧，佢突然间发烧。
The reason is because one day suddenly he had high temperature。
系啦，我哋开头咧都以为佢系普通嘅感冒啦。
At first we thought, he just had some, cold.
系啦，所以我带佢咧去见我哋嘅家庭医生嘅。
So we brought him to our GP.
系啦，咁家庭医生咧就开咗一啲嘅退烧药俾我哋啦。
And, the GP prescribed some Panadol kind of stuff.
系啦，咁但系最尾我哋临走嘅时候咧，佢又加咗一句同我哋讲，离开诊所嘅时候，
but,
我哋离开诊所嘅时候咧，佢就加咗一句同我哋讲。
But just before we left, he reminded us。
系啦，佢话咧，如果佢 B B 继续发烧咧，咁我哋就要去带佢见专科医生。
He said if the fever continues。You will have to bring the baby to, the specialist.
是的。开头呢我们都不知道为什么的。
We didn't know, why at first.
也都不知道呢要找什么医生。
And we didn't know which specialist to bring the baby to.
是的。咁所以 Annie 呢就会有同佢在工作上面的上司呢讲过这件事啦。
And Annie was sharing this incident with, her, superior.At work.
咁 Annie 嘅上司咧就系一个喺中文大学里边医学院嘅教授。
So that person is a professor in the Chinese University of Hong Kong
Faculty of Medicine.
Yeah, Faculty of Medicine.
佢就介绍另外一位嘅医生俾我哋，叫做杨教授。
So this professor introduced another doctor to us. His name was Professor Yang.
咁我哋就最尾咧，因为日明继续发烧啦，就带日明咧去见呢位教授啦。
And because James' fever continued, so we brought him to Mr. Young.
最后咧，我哋发觉咧，日明系患上小便倒流嘅。 呢个病。
Then we discovered, James had something called vesicoureteric reflux.
系啦，咁下张唔该。咁我想用少少时间咧，讲解下咩叫小便倒流啦。
So in the following time, I'd like to share with you what is vesicoureteric reflux.
呢个系我哋泌尿系统嘅图片啦。
So this is the picture of our urinary system.
咁上面系个心脏啦，将血液咧去带到去肾脏嗰度嘅。
So the top of the picture is our heart, and we bring the blood to the kidney, ureter.
系啦 ，kidney。咁我哋嘅肾脏咧就会过滤咗血液里边嘅我哋身体嘅新陈代谢嘅废物。
And our kidneys will filter the waste in our because of the metabolic process in our blood.
咁就会制造咗尿液啦，由输尿管去到膀胱嗰度暂时储存嘅。
Then you will produce urine, which will go through the ureter to our bladder.
系啦，咁当我哋去小便嘅时候咧
，So when we go to release the urine.
咁我哋个膀胱就会收缩啦。
So the bladder will constrict.
咁正常情况咧，尿液就会由尿道排出体外啦。
So in a normal situation, then the urine will go out from away from the bladder.
咁小便倒流意思咧就系、是。
So the problem with vesicoureteric reflux
就系当膀胱收缩嘅时候咧。啲尿向上去翻肾脏。
Then this is an abnormal situation when the bladder constricts and the urine will go up into the kidney.
咁咧就会影响到肾脏。
Then you will affect the kidneys.
同埋唔单止咧，佢会令到有呢啲病嘅病人咧，容易受到细菌感染嘅。
And you will affect the patient to be more susceptible to a bacterial infection.
因为如果当你尿道有细菌嘅时候咧
，when the ureter has bacteria in them，
咁个小便倒流咧就会将细菌带到去肾脏。
And when the urine is refluxing upwards, then will bring the bacteria into the kidneys。
咁就会将个细菌带到肾脏啦，令到产生个好严重嘅疾病，
then,
就会发高烧啦。
Then this infection in kidneys will cause high temperature。
同埋会破坏肾脏嘅组织。
And you could also destroy the functions and the organs of kidney.
而系唔可以好得翻嘅，破坏咗之后嘅肾脏。
Then the damage is irreversible.
咁我哋睇下张图片啦。系啦，点解会有咁嘅情况发生咧
？So why would this abnormal situation occur.
系啦，左手边呢度咧，你会见到个膀胱同埋输尿管啦。
So on the left hand side, you can see the bladder and the ureter.
系啦，左手边咧系一个唔正常嘅，
管口。
输尿管口系啦。
So the left picture shows an abnormal valve.
右手边咧就会见到一个正常嘅输尿管口系咁样嘅。
And on the right hand side is a normal valve。
系啦，你见到呢个病系一个结构性嘅问题嚟嘅。
So you can see this disease is because of the structural abnormality。
系唔可以单单咧靠食药好得翻。
So you cannot just take medicine to correct this。
系啦，正常咧系需要接受手术。
So usually you need to go through an operation。
是重新再做过这个接口接驳口的。
Yeah, to reconstruct the valve to a normal one.
是的。那我们看下一张。应该。是的。那在这个小便倒流的情况都有分开不同的程度的。
So, in the case of vesicoureteric reflux, there are different kinds of severities.
是的。那我们分开正常啦最少就是第一 grade 1啦那去到最嚴重咧係 grade 5咁樣。
So you can see the normal one and all the way is classified to grade 5。
咁而日明咧係喺左邊咧係發係 發現係去到 grade 3嘅程度啦，右手邊嘅膀胱係去到 grade 5嘅程度嘅。
So for James, one side, the left side of his kidney was grade 3 and the right side was grade 5.
係啦，當我哋睇完教授之後啦。
So after seeing the Professor Young,
係啦，咁個教授同我哋講可以俾少少時間入面去成長啦。
And he suggested that we can allow some time for James to grow up.
係啦，希望佢自己可以好得翻啦。
So hopefully he can recover by himself.
係啦。咁如果唔係咧，就要接受手術。
If not, then there needs to be an operation.
係嘛？咁喺傳統嘅手術嚟咧
？And in the traditional way of doing the operation？
哦，呢個係，唔好意思啊，呢個係 X 光片啦，睇到倒流嘅情況。
So this is an X-ray picture of how the reflux was going。
你係見到好嚴重，輸尿管啦都會脹咗啦，呢個係腎臟啦。啲小便都會流到上去噶啦。
So you can see the ureter was swollen up, and the urine will go up to the kidneys.
咁所以對腎臟嘅影響係好大嘅。
So it has a great damage to the kidneys.
咁正常佢哋傳統嘅手術啦，應該。
So the traditional surgery is
係啦，佢至少咧要喺 B B 嘅肚裏邊啦，打開四至五寸啦。
So you have to cut open around the bladder for about 4 to 5 inches.
咁以至醫生咧可以將個膀胱攞出嚟啦。
So the doctor can take out the bladder.
係再重新做過嗰個接駁口。
Then to reconstruct the valves.
咁呢個傷害咧係對 B B 好大嘅。
But this will cause a great damage to the baby.
B B 咧最少都要住一個月嘅醫院。
And the least is for the baby to stay in the hospital at least for a month.
當中仲有好多嘅後遺症，可能受到感染啦。
So you may also have complications like a bacterial infection.
對於 B B 同埋佢嘅家長咧，都係一個好辛苦嘅過程嚟嘅。
It will be a very stressful process both for the baby and for the parents.
係啦，但好感恩咧，當我哋未知道 B B 發生咩事嘅時候咧。
But I really give thanks to Our Heavenly Father, even before we knew what happened, what was happening with James,
佢為我哋預備咗呢個楊教授。
He already prepared this Professor Young to us.
呢個楊教授咧唔係一個普通嘅小兒科嘅外科醫生。
So Professor Young was not just any ordinary pediatric specialist.
佢對呢個病咧好熟悉。
He was very familiar with this particular type of disease.
亦都好清楚咧，知道點樣去做手術。
He was very familiar with the procedure.
但同一時間咧，佢都知道咧呢個手術對於 B B 同埋佢嘅家長帶嚟幾大嘅傷害。
But he also understands, the great stress that would be brought upon the baby and the parents.
所以佢係呢個世界第一個醫生。
So he was the very first doctor.In the world,
用微创手术去做呢个实验。
Yeah, to invent a micro-invasive surgery.
喺呢个新嘅方法里边咧
，So in this new procedure,
佢只需要咧喺病人嘅肚里边开三个窿。
Yeah, he only needed to open 3 small holes in the patient.
三个好细嘅窿。
Yeah, very minute, tiny holes.
用内窥镜去完成呢个手术。
And he will use the scope, to complete the procedure.
所以你可以想象到咧，个难度系有几高嘅。
So you can imagine how difficult this operation would be.
但系佢都愿意去尝试。
But he was willing to try.
甚至咧，佢用自己嘅方法咧，去发明一啲好微细嘅手术用具，去完成手术。
And he also took time to invent many minute instruments that would help to complete this kind of operation.
嗱，呢個就係呢位楊教授啦。
So the in the middle is the Professor Young.
呢個係一個報章報導佢嘅手術。
So this is from a newspaper news article sharing about this new procedure.
在他的新手術之下呢,
So under this new way of operation,
在這裡報導到呢, 病人只需要一天就可以出院。
And in the news article, it says the patient only need to stay in the hospital for one day, then can be discharged.
你可以看到是一個挺大的進步。
So you can see how great a leap, the difference makes.
好了,回到入明了。
So back to, James.
你猜入明有没有做手术呢?
So can you guess whether James went through an operation or not?
我们有祈祷。
Yeah, we also prayed.
希望他自己能够好返。
We hope, he can be just get well by himself.
最终做了手术。
Yes, eventually he received the micro surgical procedure.
经过六个小时的手术之后呢?
So after 6 hours of the operation,
手术很成功。
Yeah, the operation was successful.
杨教授还带了很多专家去看入明。
And Professor Young also brought a lot of specialists to check up on James.
入明成为了一个教材。
So, James became a, educational, example or, for study.
帮他呢去推广这个微创的手术。
To explain how this micro invasive surgery works.
是的，咁下一张。是的，咁这个就是三个个窿的图片啦。
So, this is a photo of, with the three minute holes.
是的，咁下一张啦，唔该。
And the next photo.
这个是入明。
And this is James.
一日之后呢做完手术一日做完手术一日之后影的相。
So this is one day after the operation.
他已经可以周屋走了。
So he was able to walk around already.
所以我们很感恩。
So we were really grateful to God.
当我们未知道和未求之前呢。
Before we even asked.
神已为我们预备了好的医生。
Yeah, he already prepared a doctor for us.
我觉得这个不是必然的事。
I knew this wasn't something to be taken for granted.
因为他是全球第一个医生。
Because he was the very first doctor in the whole world to invent this procedure.
但是我们竟然可以认识到他。
But, yeah, somehow we were able to get to know him.
最后他帮入明做了很成功的手术。
And eventually he, had a really successful operation on James.
是的。咁我分享完入明啦亦都想分享自己一个嘅经历嘅。
And, about James, I also want to share with you another experience.
唔该下一张。係关于呢一次返到国内服侍嘅经历嘅。
So it's, about, our experience in, there was a period of time we went into China, to serve.
这个是一个同我一起去服侍在观塘教会的弟兄。
So this is a brother who went with me to, into China to serve, he's from, Guntong Church.
这个是我们在火车上面拍的照。
So this photo was taken on a train.
下一张，谢谢。那我去到当然有当地的同工接待我们啦，这位当地的同工。
And when we arrived at the destination, then the co-worker received us. So that person on the right is the co-worker.
左边是我们观塘教会的弟兄呢。
So on the left is the brother from Guntong Church.
下一张。咁呢度呢佢带我们去到这个嘅地方呢。
And he brought us to this place.
就下一张。是不是好靓啊
?It looks very nice, isn't it?
是一个好完整发展咗嘅社区是不是
So it's a very nicely developed neighborhood.
但再下张，但我哋再睇远啲嘅时候咧
，But when we look further ahead，
其实佢仲系起紧嘅。
And you can see many buildings were still being constructed.
好多工程咧系继续进行紧嘅。
And the work were still going on.
大家谂到咩后果咧？如果你住喺地盘入边嘅时候？
So can you imagine what happened if you live around this neighborhood?
除了吵呢?
So someone said it would be noisy. And the other one, what are the problems?
沙尘.
Then there will be a lot of dust.
不方便.
Being inconvenienced.
最大问题对于我哋嚟讲咧系有好多蚊。
And the problem that we found was there were a lot of mosquitoes.
系啊，下一张啦，唔该。咁我哋咧系住喺呢个大厦嘅地牢嘅。
So we live in the basement of this building.
系啦，呢个系嗰个地面入口，跟住我哋向下行啦。
So the door at the end of the staircase is the door to the ground floor, and so we will descend to the basement.
下一张，呢个系我哋聚会嘅地方。
So this is the basement and the place of worship.
下一张，呢个系我哋瞓嘅房。
And this room is where we were resting.
你可以见到咧，房系冇窗嘅。
So you can see there were no windows in this room.
我哋咧知道好多蚊啦。
And I mentioned about many mosquitoes.
但系由于冇窗嘅关系啦。
And because there wasn't a window,
我哋咧系唔敢点蚊香嘅。
So we were, we were scared to light the mosquito.Repellent insect.
咁个后果系点？
What is the consequence?
蚊帐。蚊拍。蚊拍。
So some people mentioned about the 蚊帐 the tent for covering yourself, so you are separated from the mosquitoes or the Okay. The
大家见到系冇蚊帐。
Yeah, the instrument used to hit the mosquitoes. And some people say, just let the mosquito feed.
我哋喺呢间房咧，大约逗留咗十晚咧。
So we stay in this room for 10 days.
每晚咧都有好多蚊陪我哋瞓嘅。
So every night there were many mosquitoes who were also sleeping with us.
不过喺四埲墙上边。
But they would rest on the four walls.
我哋冇俾蚊咬过一啖。
But strangely, we wasn't bitten once by the mosquitoes.
我哋甚至冇听到啲蚊嘅吱吱声。
We didn't even hear about the buzzing of the mosquitoes.
我哋觉得好奇怪。
We felt very strange.
咁当我哋离开呢个房嘅时候咧
，So when it was time for us to leave,
我哋甚至乎睇到喺门口咧。
And we saw,
这个房门口,
saw on the door of the room.
有很多蚊呢死在地下上面。
Many mosquitoes died on the floor.
我们觉得很奇妙的。
We felt very amazed.
在我想象中呢是不会发生。
So in my imagination, this wouldn't happen.
但呢我们觉得是神保守了我们。
But we felt it was God's protection on us.
给我们呢可以呢好好休息。
Yeah, so he granted us good rests.
使我哋可以服侍佢。
So we can serve him effectively.
我哋睇下一节经文咧。
So let us read the next passage.
喺路加福音四章十节。
In Luke chapter 4 verse 10.
因为经常记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者保护你。
Luke 4 verse 10 says, For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee.To keep thee.
我们相信呢当时每一晚呢神都派遣他的天使。
Yeah, we believe every night then, our Heavenly Father would send his angels to us.
在呢门口守护着我们。
Yeah, to, stand guards at the door.
是啦，咁我就想分完这个分享完之后呢再分享一个近期我们的经历的。
And, so after this, mission trip, sharing of the mission trip, I would like to share with you some something more recent.
想分享到咧，我哋过嚟英国嘅一啲经历。
It's about how we were able to come to the UK.
大约喺一年半至到两年之前啦。
About one half years to 2 years ago.
我心里边咧成日思想系去外国移民去外国嘅。
And I was beginning to ponder to immigrate to other countries.
系啦，当时咧喺香港咧，我哋有社会事件嘅发生啦。
Because at that time in Hong Kong there were like social events and protests。
咁所以咧喺 加拿大啦，同埋英國嘅政府啦，都俾咗啲移民計劃我哋。
So, the government in Canada also, or in the UK, has put up some plans for, people in Hong Kong to be able to immigrate.
係啦，咁所以令到我咧係加深咗我再思想係去移民外國嘅。
So this also encouraged me to ponder more about the possibility of migrating to other countries.
當中當然有祈禱求問神嘅心意啦。
And of course, I also quiet down to pray and to ask for His will.
亦都有同觀塘教會嘅牧師同同工佢哋求問佢哋嘅意見咧。
I also shared this thought with the pastors of 觀塘 Church and the co-workers.
Johnny 牧師都係其中一位啦。
So Pastor Johnny is one of them.
最尾咧，我哋都係決定咗去申請移民嚟到英國。
So eventually we decided to immigrate to the UK.
但係呢個決定咧，一啲都唔容易嘅。
But this is not an easy decision to make.
因为我们的家人啦。
Because we still have our relatives in Hong Kong.
对啦，我们的朋友啦。
And also our friends in Hong Kong.
我们的工作啦。
And also our jobs in Hong Kong.
对啦，我们很多的朋友呢都叫我们不要来英国的。
So many of our friends said to us, yeah, don't go to UK.
因为天气冷啦。
Because the weather is cold.
冇中國菜食啦。
There's no Chinese vegetables here.
今個冬天會停電啦。
And sometimes in the winter, then there's power cuts.
好近 Ukraine, 打仗 Ukraine.
烏克蘭。
好近烏克蘭可能打仗啦。
And UK is closer to Ukraine, so there might be wars.
當我哋呢去決定嘅時候呢都係好大嘅爭戰嘅。
So when we made the decision, yeah, there were still struggles in our hearts.
咁我哋最尾都决定咗嚟申请嚟英国啦。
So eventually we decided to apply for, yeah, to immigrate to the UK.
咁咧，我记得咧，我哋喺上年嘅7月20号申请嘅。
So I remember we were applying for the clearance last year in July.
原来 July 20号。
20th of July.
下張啊，唔該。呢個咧就係英國政府俾我嘅電郵啦。
So this is the email that the UK government sent to me.
話俾我聽咧，收到我嘅申請啦。
And is informing me that they have received my documents and application.
紅色呢度咧，你就見到個日期係2022年7月20号下午6点52分。
So in the red circle, you can see the date is 2022 July 20th, in the afternoon.
開頭諗住咧七月申請。
So at first I thought when I apply in July,
可以咧今年三月先嚟香嚟到英國嘅。
So then I can arrive in 2023 in March.
點解咁諗咧？
Why did I have this thought?
因為喺申請之前咧，我喺網上邊啦都揾咗好多嘅資料。
Because the reason is because before I applied, I researched quite a lot on the internet.
好多成功嘅申请者咧，都话到英国政府系起码要用两个月时间去处理申请。
And many people who successfully applied, they shared it takes about 2 months for the UK government to approve your application.
咁我谂住咧避开英国嘅寒冬。
I was thinking to avoid the winter time in the UK.
所以選擇七月去申請。
So that's why I chose July to begin my application.
但係好奇妙嘅事情發生。
But something very marvelous happened.
以至到咧，我而家企喺大家面前。
That would directly result in me standing before you today.
我哋睇下一張幻燈片。
So the next slide, please.
呢個係我收到英國政府話我嘅申請成功嘅電郵。
So this email is from the UK government saying my application for entry clearance was successful.
大家睇下右上角嗰個紅色圓圈。
So take a look at the time.
係2022年7月21日上午11时28分。
So it's 2022 July 21st in the morning 11:28.
大家睇唔睇到相隔咗幾耐
？So can you see how? long, it took to get the application.
17个钟。
So it's 17 hours.
当我收到的时候呢，我完全不能够相信。
So when I received this reply, I was in disbelief.
最初是 Annie 告诉我知的。
So Annie broke the news to me first.
我以为她在讲笑的。
I thought she was just joking.
但很奇妙的事情就发生了。
But this marvelous thing happened.
以至到呢，我们提前来到英国这里。
So that's why we were able to arrive in the UK much earlier.
我们都觉得这个是神的鼓励给我们。
Yeah, we really felt this is the encouragement from our Heavenly Father to us.
也都告诉我们知道呢，这个都是神应许我们做的事情。
And it's a confirmation that he's leading us towards this direction.
因为呢，要移民过来呢，一点都不容易。
Because, yeah, to be able to immigrate to another country and adapt is not something easy.
Yeah. 有很多东西都要处理的。
There are many things to deal with.
譬如要处理跟家人之间的关系啦。
For example, to really relate to your relatives in Hong Kong.
有些实际的事情要处理啦，好像我们要买了自己住的楼啦。
And there are many practical things to deal with. For example, we had to sell our apartment.
好多好多嘢咧，对我嚟讲都系第一次。
And there are many first times experience for us.
好多嘢都唔知道点样处理。
And we didn't have any prior experience. And
so 每次咧遇到困难嘅时候咧
，So every time when we encounter a new challenge，
系啦，我都会想起翻呢个17小时。
And I will recall to mind this 17 hours experience.
多谢神的鼓励啦。
Yeah, to really thank God for His encouragement to us.
唔单单只系我。
So it's not just me.
因为咧 ，Annie 同日明咧系冇 BNO passport 嘅。
Yeah, because Annie and James they didn't have BNO. This passport.
首先咧系要我申请咗啦。
So I needed to be approved first.
跟住佢哋系我嘅 dependent 点啊？喺 dependent。去申请嘅
附属，
佢哋系附属于我去申请，附属于我去申请呢个嘅 BNO visa。
So after I was able to get the status, then I can apply for them as having them as my dependent。
系啦，喺我揾资料嘅过程里边咧。
So during my research on this matter。
呢、这个附属者申请咧，英国政府都要用多两三个星期去处理嘅。
So once a person is approved, then the dependent would need to wait 2 to 3 weeks before they can be approved.
大家估唔估到日明同埋 Annie 系几时收到BNO visa？ 我哋睇下张幻灯片。
So, can you guess when they receive their status?
呢个系日明嘅电邮。
So this one is emailed for James.
咁佢迟我哋大约两日收到批准。
So it's about 2 days later, then he also received clearance.
睇下张。
And the next photo.
咁呢个系 Annie 嗰张。
So this is for Annie.
佢都系咧喺同任命同一日咧收到批准嘅电邮嘅。
And she also received on the same day as James, the entry clearance.
系啦，我哋觉得呢啲全部都系神俾我哋嘅鼓励。
Yeah, we really felt these are the encouragements that Heavenly Father has given to us.
唔系一啲偶然发生嘅事情。
Yeah, so it's not just a coincidence.
所以我都希望用我哋嘅少少见证同分享啦，可以喺新嘅一年彼此鼓励。
So I pray that with my testimony and these experiences of God that we can encourage one another in this new year.
当你愿意行喺神嘅话语里边咧
，When you are willing to live in the Word of God，
当你对神有信心咧
，When you put your faith and your trust in our Heavenly Father，
当你愿意离开你嘅舒适区
，When you are willing to step out of your comfort zone，
将自己嘅生命交托俾神。
When you commit your life totally to God，
你可以经历佢嘅真实。
You will surely experience His reality。
都希望我嘅分享可以彼此鼓励。
So I pray that my sharing will encourage you.
係啦，咁我嘅分享嚟到呢度啦。
Yeah, so I end my sharing here.
有機會咧，希望再分享我哋嘅其他經歷啦。
So perhaps in the future, I hope to share with you more about our experiences in God.